Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
John Healy, the Executive Theater Manager of the Weinberg Center for the Arts in Frederick, Maryland.
And if anyone hasn't been to my little hometown of Frederick, the Weinberg is a historic, one of those old sort of movie palaces that started back in the 20s. And what better place to watch It's a Wonderful Life for free this Friday, December 1st in downtown Frederick. Now, John, explain sort of the event itself as it was, and then we'll go into our crazy way of how the post-event came about.
Sure. Well, yeah, the Weinberg Center is actually based in the old Tivoli Theater, which was built in 1926. And the Religious Coalition is one of the many community organizations that the Weinberg Center tries to partner with and to work. And they're putting on this free screening to the public because it is a perfect venue to see It's a Wonderful Life. And many people haven't seen it on the big screen. They've seen it on their little TVs many, many times. But it wasn't a huge commercial success when it was first released, but we've brought it back. And so people love to come to see it, and it's great to see it with an audience of 700-800 people. And so the way the coalition will use this is a way to promote their organization. There will be information that people can pick up about the Religious Coalition, but it's really meant to be a night for the community and to get us all into the Christmas mood.
Absolutely. You mentioned sort of a brief little primer on the history of the building, but go a little more into that. You know, when it opened and, you know, what all sort of has happened in the changes there over the years. I know there was a big flood. Go into a little bit of the history.
Sure. The building was built by the Stanley Crandall organization, and actually Mr. Crandall was a businessman out of the D.C. area, and he built the Tivoli and the Knickerbocker down in D.C. Back in the 1920s, came up here to Frederick and built the Tivoli Theater up here in 1926. December 23rd was the opening night with a showing of the silent movie Harry Langdon starring in The Strong Man. We still are the last theater in Maryland to have a working Wurlitzer organ in its original location. The theater operated as a movie palace until the early 70s. And then the advent of all the mall cinemas kind of stole the business away from the downtown area. So the Weinberg family turned it over to the city of Frederick, and as long as it could be used as a performing arts center. And then in October of 76, it was not Agnes, but it was the grounds were saturated, huge rainstorm, and the entire downtown area flooded, including the Tivoli Theater. But then 2 years and thousands of volunteer hours later, it was restored and reopened as the Weinberg Center for the Arts and has been operating continuously as such since 1978.
It's fantastic. Explain sort of since that sort of renovated era and sort of the modern what you guys do there now. Take me into sort of what sort of stuff you have. I know you guys do a lot of these classic movie screenings, like you mentioned with the organ and It's a Wonderful Life. But what else? I know you get some guest speakers. You got Mark Ruffalo coming next year. Explain
That's correct.
What all you guys do.
We do about 170 events a year, 40 of which are based in, community organizations like the Religious Coalition, like the Maryland Ballet Theater presenting their annual Nutcracker, and other organizations that present annual shows. But we do dance. We do speaker series. The Frederick Speaker Series is held here. We also do, we have 4 film festivals that we show here, so we can show some new and independent movies. We have our Flying Dog Classic movie series, in which we show movies that are at least 20 years old or older. And then we also have lots of concerts, lots of theater, and just just about all genres of the art that we can do. We try to keep ourselves busy, and it's an intimate theater of just under 1,200. We have acts such as Straight No Chaser, the Midtown Men. We also have rock acts like Ornament, which is a band out of Boston that's coming up, as well as the Deanna Bogart Festival will be happening just 2 days prior to New Year's. And so we can celebrate New Year's, but a little earlier to help keep some of us folks who can't make it to midnight all the time. We'll have a celebration in here the Saturday night before New Year's Eve.
Absolutely. But before that, everyone come out to It's a Wonderful Life. Let's talk about the movie for a second. I mean, there's so many blinding moments of truth in this movie. I mean, it literally, it charts sort of American history from, you know, the roaring 20s of the Charleston to the Depression with the run on the banks to World War II to the post-war. I mean, it really captures a time and a place. But at the same time, just explain to our listeners, I mean, why do you think it's so inspirational all these years later?
Well, I mean, you've just got some, classic acting. It's a perfect Jimmy Stewart movie. I mean, it is, it really allows him to shine, and Donna Reed is wonderful in it. It's their relationship, I think, is what makes the movie go, and then, it's a great story. Again, heartwarming at the end. Who can't be thankful at that great ending scene? Yeah, it's hokey. Yes, it's really nostalgic, but it's just a wonderful movie to get caught up in. And you actually get to see just what an impact an individual can have on a community as a whole. So all of us who are toiling through our lives thinking we're not doing anything, we're not achieving anything, we're not having any kind of impact on those of us around us, it's a great reminder that, yes, there are a great many things that would change if we were not part of this life. And so it's a wonderful way to touch the human soul.
That's exactly it. You nailed it. I mean, it has sort of the Christmas classic reputation, but really that's sort of the bookends. It's the beginning and the end, but the rest of it in the middle, I mean, it is a sometimes dark, very authentic, gritty at times too, exploration of one man's plunge into what almost is a suicide. And then to see sort of this magical realism way of, you know, where all the people in his life, all the lives that he touched, and almost in like an Ebenezer Scrooge sort of a way, has that epiphany and awakening. And by the end, there's just no way. It's like a Spielberg called it like a five hanky movie. I mean, you're in tears. You just got goosebumps and tears at the end. So no, you absolutely nailed it. Talk about also, I would like our listeners to check it out. I mean, it's famous for all the elements everyone knows. But I think Frank Capra's directing is underrated in this thing too. Especially like look at the scene where George has jumped in to save him and they're drying off by the fire. Everyone remembers that scene. There's like a clothesline that's drying his clothes and the Tom Sawyer book. And you'll notice that Capra has George Bailey sitting beneath the clothesline and Clarence the Angel is above the clothesline. And the clothes—it's literally, if you want to talk about like old mise en scène, like those old film theories, like it is a very symbolic where you have sort of the mortal and the immortal worlds with the angel and the mortal of George Bailey. There's just so much in the movie. Anyway, as you can tell, I love it.
Well, it's truly, Capra was a great director, and if I'm not mistaken, this may be the last comedy he made, because I mean we enter World War II and he came out World War II as a very different person and a different director, and I think I remember that this may be the last comedy that he directed. And yes, it has some dark moments, has some wonderful human moments. The bank run or the run at the savings and loan, where Zazu Pitts comes up with that absurd, was it $39.18?
Yeah,
which was an improvised line that Capra asked her to give Stewart. He didn't know it was coming at him, and he ran with it. And you know, it was a wonderful moment where he just you know, he looks at her and he gives her the hug and the kiss. I mean, it's just it's truly you know, Capra was great, Stewart is great, Donna Reed is great. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of wonderful performances that came out of this movie.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about why Downtown Frederick, to me, it always has reminded me of sort of a Bedford Falls. I mean, you got the Emporium, you got the movie house. I mean, it's basically, you know, there's some building and loan sort of elements with the banks and stuff down the real estate downtown. But explain to me, or to our listeners, that, you know, you and I know this town so well, but let's say they're down here in D.C. or in Virginia and they're hearing this and thinking, oh, I might make a road trip up there on Friday. Explain why it's such an idyllic setting down there.
Sure. Well, yes, a road trip is a definite for anybody, especially during the holidays, because the Downtown Frederick Partnership, as well as the City of Frederick and the Historic Preservation Committee, have done a great job of maintaining the original look, the historic look of the downtown areas. There are all kinds of different shops and restaurants. There are more than 35 restaurants which are in walking distance of the Weinberg Center. And on top of it, during the holidays, the city opens up the parking lot, so it's free parking. And then you can park your car, walk to more than 35 restaurants, walk to more than 50 businesses, many of them individually owned businesses, so that you can do your Christmas shopping as well as get some great food to eat. It is the home of Volt Restaurant, the Brian Voltaggio restaurant, as well as many other fine cuisines up and down the Patrick and Market Street. You've got the canal you can walk along, the Carroll Creek rebuilt. It's a great place to spend a couple of days. And then with the Weinberg Center, we have packages with hotels so that if you want to spend more than a day there, you can do that. And we'll give you a break on the tickets, although on Friday night, it's kind of hard to give a break on a free ticket. We have all kinds of programs that we package that way.
It's such a beautiful spot. Definitely go spend a weekend there. But any time of the year, really, but especially during the holidays, we got all the Christmas lights up, and you mentioned Carroll Creek. They have these cool. It's almost like a they're floats, literally. Yeah, pun intended. But there's boats on Carroll Creek with the lights.
That's correct.
It's so gorgeous.
It's a gorgeous, gorgeous city that I think, you know, suffered through some hard times. It was known as a bedroom community for Baltimore and Washington for many, many years, but now has really established itself as a great entertainment city, a great place to visit and live. But it's really held its own in the last, you know, 12, 15 years, has worked very hard to make sure it can offer. It's on like the top 20 list of several different organizations as far as art is concerned, so it's a great place to come. You got the Delavoyne Art Center. You've got lots of art galleries in the downtown area, as well as the shopping areas. It's a wonderful little town.
Absolutely, 100%. Well, thanks for your time. Before we close it out, though, we got to go into this crazy idea that I called you about. So here I am. I'm home for Thanksgiving, and I'm taking pictures of downtown, of the Emporium and the movie house and all the Christmas lights, and I post a thing on Facebook saying, you know, hey, one day I fully intend to run down Frederick, which is my Bedford Falls, shouting Merry Christmas, movie house and Emporium and all that. And I said, who's in? Just totally joking on Facebook. I got so many responses by people sending me messages saying, I'm in, tell me when and where. And then I happened to find out one of the local guys who actually works at the bank right across the street. So there you go, the building and loan. He emails me saying, hey, there's a free screening on Friday. And I say, really? Let's actually do this. So the idea is we're going to all go see the movie, and we're going to, as we stumble out, all, you know, on a high after that Auld Lang Syne scene where they're all singing together, together. We can recreate sort of George Bailey's trip down the street. I know in the movie he runs, and this we might walk, but the downtown Frederick Partnership is calling. We're calling it "It's a Wonderful Walk." They're going to make a Facebook event page, and
great.
Yeah, we're just going to walk down the street and yell "Merry Christmas" or "Happy Hanukkah," "Happy Holidays," whatever you believe. Yeah, it's just going to be a great time to get in the holiday spirit. So I guess just get your thoughts on why this is going to be a nice way to wrap up the night.
Well, I think it tells you about the community spirit that is in Frederick, and the fact that we'll announce it in the movie at the end of the movie. Anybody wants to go join you to walk down the street and say Merry Christmas to everybody, and then I bet as you're walking up Market Street and you start walking by some establishments, they'll all let it know, let people know. I know the Downtown Frederick Partnership will probably let all the businesses that are going to be open that night that this is going to happen, and so they can tell their customers about it. It's a great communication tool with the Downtown Frederick Partnership and places like the Weinberg Center, where we let all the businesses know how many people to expect on any given night so they can be prepared, because we know that almost 75% of the people that come see a show at the Weinberg Center are going to go to a bar or a restaurant or a store either before or after the show. So I bet you'll have a lot of folks joining you on your walk down the street.
What I love about it, it's so in spirit with the movie, too. You know, the whole movie is this guy who he's ever known comes back around to sort of help him out in the end. And that's what I'm kind of hoping that everyone will do coming out to this screening. It's going to hopefully be friends, family, neighbors, even total strangers just all getting together and for a feel-good thing. Like, do you agree that I just feel like there's such an appetite for a feel-good movie and feel-good events like this, especially nowadays?
Oh, I think whenever... especially in these times, I think whenever we can have a feel-good moment, we ought to grab for it. I know that it certainly has touched a chord here in Frederick, because even though it is a free screening, we try to have people let us know that they're coming, and I know that the house is going to be very, very full on Friday night, and so you'll have lots of people joining you right after the show to take your walk along Frederick.
That's so great. So in closing, then, I guess, you said it's going to be a pretty packed house. We're going to run this story on WTOP Wednesday morning. Are people still going to be able to get to reserve the free tickets?
Yeah. All they have to do is go on to WeinbergCenter.org and just click on the date. That would be December the 1st. And that is just to register to get the tickets. And there will be a lot of people. We'll make sure we'll get as many people into the building as possible, so that we hate turning away people, and it doesn't happen very often.
All right. Well, if I have to stand up to give some of my seat, I'll let it happen. So there's one extra ticket right there.
There we go. We seat just about 1,200 people, and so I'm expecting about that many, and so there. Hopefully, we'll have plenty of good seats for everybody to come. But I do urge people to come there early.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for taking the time. It's going to be a wonderful screening, a wonderful walk, a wonderful life, and a wonderful event. So thanks for a wonderful interview, sir.
You're very welcome, Jason.